Ay, ay, yeah. Niggas ain't got no drip.
Nah.
Hold his damn ice, I'm frozen.
Ice.
I ain't never say no bitch.
Never.
No cape on, I'm awesome.
Racks.
I ain't had to buy this swag.
Swag.
MJ when I'm walking.
Whoa. Whoa.
Niggas wanna do it like me.
Me.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Yes.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh.
Wait.
Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing.
Ay.
Ooh. Whip it up, nigga, I'm saucing. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Iraq City, and I'm here with my co-host
Chris Evans. Hey guys.
And we are the Money Trail Podcast. Chris, what's going on?
What's up, Iraq?
Yo, it's been a minute, right?
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's hot as hell outside.
It's crazy.
You already know. You already know. But yo, Cameron Mace from It Is What It Is Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, taking shots at Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah.
You don't know much about it, right? So I'm gonna put you up on what's going on, right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you how it started.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Mason Kim, you know, basically was talking about, you know, Shakur Stevenson, you know what I'm saying, his fighting skills and, you know what I'm saying, his fights, period.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't feel that they was disrespecting him. They basically said that his fighting, you know what I'm saying, when he fight, it's boring.
Yeah.
He's one of those fighters that go the distance. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
And he doesn't throw his hands and he doesn't knock nobody out. And his fights is definitely boring. So Shakur Stevenson felt some type of way about, you know, some what they said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got some tweets that he said. So one of the first tweets he said, and stop saying I'm crashing out. If any of you niggas disrespect me, you niggas getting disrespected, right? Then he says, fuck Mace. Y'all niggas crazy. I don't respect none of these bitch ass niggas. And y'all ain't gonna make me respect them. Surviving Diddy ass bull.
Wow.
And then he writes, Mace was a fake pastor. Surviving Diddy ass nigga. Same way I felt about his rap career, nigga more famous for his podcast than his failed career.
That's crazy.
He went in, right?
He went in.
So hold on. I'm gonna play a clip of, you know, something that Cameron and Mace were saying, you know, towards Shakur Stevenson. All right?
Mm-hmm.
How they legends say doing podcasts. They said, we make more money than you, nigga. We sit here and make more money than you. I know you don't want to play the Cash App, open your bank account game on the phone when we see each other. I know you don't want to open the phones up and see how much niggas got in the account. You made $2 million.
I know you don't want no ATM battle, nigga.
Yeah, nigga don't want it, but nigga, we make more money than you, nigga. You talking about, they podcast. Nigga, because we getting chicken. We make more money than you. You better come when you want a job. We might got a job for you, nigga. Yo, Nick, did we throw you a 25,000 bonus for nothing the other day? Throw it on Nick.
Just for nothing.
Throw it on Nick in the control room. Put the camera on him. Throw the camera on him real quick. Nick, what we threw you? Because we love you. Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah, for nothing.
Just we have nothing else to do. We was bored that day. I said, you ain't who deserved. We was bored, nigga. We threw him something because we say, Nick been working his ass off. We threw him that. You ever threw somebody in your camp $25,000 because you ain't got nothing else to do that day, nigga? The fuck out of here, nigga.
Yo.
That's the most Harlem response I've ever heard in my life.
Yo, Cam is the most calm, cool, yo. That's somebody you don't want to beef with.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I'm like, why did he even choose Cameron to be? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely crazy. So they went in on him. They went in, had memes on him. You know what I'm saying? Saying his fights is boring. You saw what the meme they did. They was watching all his fights and they all fell asleep.
I saw that. That was crazy.
Yeah. So, that shit is actually crazy. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? They going in on Shakur Stevenson. And honestly, I know you don't watch boxing, but I honestly don't think, I always said this from the beginning, I don't think Shakur Stevenson is a good fighter at all. Niggas trash. He talk, you know what I'm saying? He one of them niggas, he's talking shit, sitting there saying he could go against Gervonta Davis and he want to fight Gervonta. But he don't even got enough money to fight Gervonta Davis, that's one. He don't even got enough skills to fight Gervonta Davis.
Are they in the same class?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he can't compete with Gervonta Davis, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that shit out loud. I've been saying this about the nigga.
No, I did see Yo. That they said they don't want to see that fight between Shakur and Gervonta.
There ain't no money in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no money in it. Nobody want to see that.
Yeah.
All Gervonta Davis is going to do is knock the little nigga out. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So you say he's boring because you say he goes the distance. He
goes the distance. Nigga don't throw his hands.
Mm-hmm. So you say go the distance. What does that mean? Like,
go the distance, 12 rounds. He goes the whole 12 rounds.
For the part of the, you know, like that are like me that don't really watch boxing like that, like mm-hmm. go the distance, like you make it to 12 rounds, you don't throw your hands. How does that even happen?
So after the 12 rounds, now they make a decision. You know what I'm saying?
So he's just been running around and like ducking the whole time. Like,
he don't throw his hands. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You watch a Gervonta Davis fight, you're going to be entertained.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've seen Gervonta. Nigga, knock a nigga out. Yeah. What? Between the fourth and seventh round, he always knocks somebody out.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you had a point. I feel like if you're a boxer, you got entertainment as part of it. You know what I mean? It's not just about winning. You gotta be entertaining.
Nigga is trash. But you know what I want to talk about?
What?
Since I'm a big Drake fan, mm-hmm. I got a subject I want to talk about, man.
Okay.
Yo, Rick Ross. Rick Ross, you know, went to Canada.
That was the plot. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick Ross goes to Canada.
Yeah.
You know?
Ross goes to Canada.
And he gets approached, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, by some Drake fans. It goes sideways for him. You saw the clip? Did you see the clip?
I did not see the clip.
Oh, man. You see,
Listen. I be in my bubble. You know I be in my bubble. But I've heard so much about it. Honestly, I think I got the gist of what happened, though. You know?
All right, so what did you...
From what I've been hearing and from what you just went over, apparently he was in Canada. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I heard that was everyone was talking about was that he was actually jumped by people that were not even of color, which kind of threw me off because I didn't understand... they feel so strongly. I get that they're fans and everything, mm-hmm. but it's like, I don't know. I don't know why they're so passionate, and I don't know what could have happened to make it escalate. So maybe you could fill me in on that.
So let me ask you something, right?
Yeah.
That's like somebody coming to, let's say, you're from Queens, right?
Yeah.
That's like somebody coming to Queens to do a show, mm-hmm. right? And they talking crazy. Sitting there talking crazy about 50 Cent, talking crazy about Nicki Minaj, basically disrespecting Queens, basically saying Queens artists is garbage.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. How you gonna go somewhere where that artist is respected and then expect nothing not to happen?
I didn't know we were still there, though.
Do you think anybody come to Jamaica Queens right now and disrespect the Lost Boys?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Can never do that. But the thing that I'm getting at is like, I guess it depends on like the level of disrespect, because it's like, I didn't know that we were still at the point. Like, for some people it's real. It's really like that. It's, you know, like what that, I'm saying? Yeah. But for most listeners and fans, it's not really like that. So that's why I'm like, where did they find this courage and energy?
I'm gonna be real with you. Yeah.
People don't live, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know who lives like that and who really don't live like that. That's mm-hmm. why I was thrown off. Like, it's really like, okay.
I mean, I'm one of those people, I'm not fighting for no artist.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody
be like, yo. It's like, what? Like, I can understand if it's like them time. I feel like people need to also be honest, like, rest in peace to Pac and Biggie. Like, those were different times. It was real. Yeah, like, they were really living. Like, it was real. There's so much distance between what people say and how they live and, like, what they're allowing you to know about them. Like, for you to swing for an artist these days is crazy.
That's crazy.
You don't even know what you're fighting for. Like, that's why I was lost this whole time. Like, what really made them feel away? I kind of say if they, like, on your... I see what you're saying, though.
Or maybe... they could have been fans, or maybe it could have been somebody that was working
for
Drake.
Next to him or something. That makes more sense.
That's in his camp.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it's like, that's personal now. Like, you know what I mean?
Because you expect, you know what I'm saying, you got niggas in your camp, you would expect them to do something like that for you.
Facts. Or if they really, like, plugged into where they, like, really those guys, they really run the streets of the city. Like, exactly. If it's like that, then cool. But if you just random fans, like streaming fans, like that is insane. But, I don't get it.
But if you really looked at it, they don't look like they was fans.
Hold on.
They don't look like they was fans.
Now let's stir the pot.
They look like
hitmen or something.
They look like some street niggas from Canada. And the way they was fighting, you could tell they wasn't no regular fans. That don't make.
Thank you. We just cracked the code on this shit. Let me tell you something. When I heard the story, that shit made zero sense. Like, now it make more sense.
When the last time you ever saw fans beat up an artist in his security, nigga?
Ross at that.
That don't make no sense.
That makes zero sense.
That wasn't.
This is not like one of them little something-somethings. Like, let me not play the littles, because some of them really be like gangster, but
yeah,
it's not like one of them young, like, TikTok rappers. Like, it's Ross. Kind of crazy. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Crazy.
That was not fans, yo.
We not. Y'all think we don't, you know, read between the lines. Like, we get it.
That's a fact.
Crazy. Well, shout out to Ross. You know.
And
I'm staying neutral in this situation right here, because the thing is, what if it didn't go like that? What if Ross didn't get beat up and he beat them up? What were the optics? That's what I don't like. You see, that's why I don't like this story.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it went the other way around, it would still be the same story. Fans.
But then Ross stomping out these people in Canada looks crazy.
Yo, if you see, take the time out to watch the video, right?
Watch it.
One of Ross security guards get knocked out. They clean the nigga. Knocked the nigga out. Was it one or two that they knocked out?
I think it was one.
It was only one. Then he had a big ass security guard. This nigga was like 6'8". Long hair. Son was getting washed. But the crazy thing is, he was on his knees. He was on his knees getting his ass beat.
Crazy.
Yo, getting beat up, like, yo, shit is crazy.
Nah, but all jokes aside, I feel like that's really a good lesson. Like, understand when you're traveling, especially, like, you can't expect, you gotta know where you're at. That's a real lesson, no matter who you are. I don't care who you are. Know where you're at. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm gonna be real with you. Everybody think Drake is this soft nigga, but you gotta understand, this thing got money.
Mm-hmm. And he could stay soft if he wants
and
to.
And he's from Canada. Yo, he's like God in Canada. They don't understand this. Like, people don't understand that.
No,
who he is
point.
In Canada.
That's a good point. Because, yeah, that's a good point.
So if you're an artist and you beefing with Drake and you go to Canada, come on, son. You think nothing going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Hold on. What happened to Pusha T? Y'all remember Pusha T was in Canada and niggas ran on stage?
Where the fuck was that? Yeah. When did that happen?
You remember this, right?
Yeah.
Pusha T was in Canada. So remember, him and Drake had their little beef, right? Pusha T was in Canada doing a show. Niggas ran on stage to get at Pusha T. Nigga, you think Drake ain't no official nigga? He don't got pulled?
He gotta have pull.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. All right. Okay. That's all. That's my point. You gotta have pull. It gotta make sense. It can't just be fans. Like, stop with the fans nonsense. It's not fans. Say you got pull.
He got pull.
Clearly,
he got pull in the streets.
Facts.
That's bottom line.
And that's not even hard to see. You know what I mean? But the stories that they go with, you know, how they try to swing it. But
not only do Drake have pull in Canada, Drake also has pull in Houston. Do you know why Drake has pull in Houston?
Why?
Mob Ties.
Do
you know who
song,
Mob Ties?
I don't know.
Yo,
don't
you
know.
See, you gotta get on game with all this. Do you know who Mob Ties is?
Put me on. No.
Yo, he's affiliated with Mob Ties. Look up who's Mob Ties. Look up who runs Mob Ties.
Google just gonna give it away like that?
Yes, they are. Mob Ties is niggas, they run Houston.
Mm.
And Drake is under them. They protect Drake. Who does it say?
It says Jay Prince.
Jay Prince. Do you know who Jay Prince is?
I know he's in the music industry.
You remember? You remember the pass and the takeoff?
Yes.
You know who was the one of the people that did it? Mm-mm. You know who he was with? Mob Ties.
Are we? This is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot, though. This is a lot.
No, this is facts.
No, but my thing is like, okay, hold on. Before we even go further, that's a lot. That was like I just opened Pandora's box a bit. But my thing is that, see, that's a whole other episode in itself because I didn't know Takeoff was affiliated with something to where that would be an issue.
No. I'm not saying he was affiliated.
So
he was innocent.
He was innocent. But
he was innocent.
Okay.
And it just so happened he was in the way when this happened. But the person that shot him,
yeah,
was somebody that was affiliated with Mob Ties.
Okay. I see.
And you understand this is who Drake yeah. is under Mob Ties. He's affiliated with Mob Ties. Mm-hmm. If you listen to his music, really listen to his music, he got songs where he's talking about Mob Ties.
Mm-hmm. No, literally.
He's respected in Houston. Because nobody's going to touch him in Houston as long as he, you know what I'm saying, Mob Ties has his back. Just like how he is in Canada.
All right. We really need to touch on, I'm going to tread lightly, but we really need to touch on how much the streets, we all know it's not what you know, it's who you know, but we got to really touch on how much the streets and certain affiliations really play into the success, the well-being of an artist. Like, that shit, like, we know it's connected, but even sometimes it, like, surprises me yeah. how far deep it really goes. You know what I'm
they
saying?
Yo, these rappers, you got to understand, they got all this money. They have to have some protection. Type of connection mm-hmm. and protection to the streets. You have to.
Yes, you do. You'd be silly not to. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's dangerous to go outside being Drake and you don't know nobody. You know what I mean?
How many rappers you saw get killed?
Yeah.
They go somewhere else and get killed. How many rappers you saw go to California and get killed? Because they felt they didn't have to check in or pay, you know what I'm saying, yeah. to get protection.
Yes, it's big. It's true.
That's serious, bro.
Shit is real.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. We get big and we got to travel.
Yeah.
I'm paying niggas, man.
Hello.
Yo, I'm here, man. I'm in Cali, man.
Okay, please.
That's a fact.
Let me know, child. I chip in where I can too because I don't need time. I don't have time. I'm just a girl. Yeah, I don't have time.
You don't want that drama, man.
I don't want no drama. But it's a lot that comes with it. You're absolutely right. And that's what I'm saying. Like people, we see everything else. We see people moving around. We see motorcades and, you know, black Escalades and all types of stuff, but we don't really understand like who's really in them cars, who's really taking you from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna leave it there, but you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna leave it there.
That's a fact.
Ciao. Well, there's something that you mentioned that I actually didn't know much about until recently. So I had heard that, so I didn't see all of the BET Awards. I just saw bits and pieces of it. I did see the tribute to Usher. Those girls went off. I personally loved it. Victoria Monet is that girl. Tiana Taylor, they ate. I think the girls went crazy.
They did.
They did, right?
But why? Why was there no male R&B artist that supported him?
You know what? I thought that too. Because I was like, it's Usher. And I know Childish Gambino he kicked it off. Mm-hmm. I think I love Childish Gambino.
Me too.
I think they could have probably started and ended with the guy. I like that they ended with Lotto. But I understood why they had it's Usher. Usher's like the ladies' man.
Yeah.
So it made sense for the females to do that.
But I would have expected someone like Chris Brown to come up.
Yeah. You know he on tour though.
Oh yeah, he is on tour.
But Chris Brown would have been perfect.
Speaking of Chris Brown, these fucking pictures that he's doing with niggas' girlfriends. I don't like it. I'm gonna be real. I don't fucking like it.
Your girl went?
Nah, I don't like it. Yo,
I don't like that.
Nah, I don't support it. I don't like it. Yo, you know how many
don't support it.
Yo, you know how many relationships he ended?
Yeah, he
ended because of these pictures.
Let's not act like the relationship wasn't already going to end, though. You know what I'm saying? By the time she bought the ticket, she was like, "Let me stop." But that's no, I think Chris Brown is really just like, you got to give it to Chris Brown. I feel like all of us have had a crush on Chris Brown at some point. Like, can you really? By us, I mean ladies.
Your ladies, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah,
so change that.
Ladies, let me be clear.
Yo, pause.
But like, I feel like it's just like one of those things you grow up with. It's like, oh, Chris Brown was that guy, you know. So it's like, why are y'all? Let her be her teenage self. Let her just get the hug and whatever picture she wants, y'all. Let
Yo,
it go.
I'm gonna be. We getting off topic, but I'm gonna be real with you about something, right? For what? Years, I didn't like Chris Brown. No, let me tell you why I didn't like this nigga. I didn't like this nigga because of what he did to Rihanna, right?
Of course.
But of course. I seen something that changed my views on Chris Brown.
What?
So he did an interview. He was doing an interview, and he told the whole story of what happened between him and Rihanna. And if you listen to his story, like, you could sit here and tell he was sincerely honest about everything he was saying. He told the truth. He said, yo, he did hit her.
Yeah.
Yo, but if you listen to why he did what he did, yo, you will respect this man so much.
Now we really get
No. Not why he did what he did as far as putting his hands on her.
Okay.
But he went for details of what happened, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, I'm not sitting here saying she deserved to be hit. Okay. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is he went for details, and he said that basically he wanted to kill himself because of what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was hurt by what he did. He, like, he know that he was wrong. And he admitted to his wrongdoing. Yo, no man, I haven't seen nobody that did that in a long time. Like, honestly admit that, yes, I did this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what I did. I was wrong, you know what I'm saying? He beat himself up for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And I respected him for that. Like, honestly.
Yeah. No,
he's a real one for that.
Yeah. I feel like that's so important, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's big of you to admit when you're wrong. I think that's big. That's everything right there.
Yeah.
I think with Chris Brown, I don't really remember all of those things because I remember I was like a little bit younger, but obviously I was devastated when I heard about everything that happened. But for me, just as a fan, I'm just happy to see Rihanna doing so well in life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Getting everything she deserves. And Chris Brown is undeniably talented.
Yeah.
So, and I know that's his passion. So I'm happy to see him doing what he's doing. And I think everybody's just in a better place. So it's like, you know, do your thing. Everybody's just doing their thing and getting paid, y'all. So
that's a fact.
Yeah.
Word.
But back to this BET thing, because like I said, I saw the like little bits and pieces of it, but something that you put me onto that I actually hadn't known or noticed,
mm-hmm,
is that, so what I did notice is that Tyler did snag the award for Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm. Over who?
But I didn't know over who. So I didn't know that Sexy Red was actually in that category of Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that Sexy Red is very controversial, but to say that she hasn't had an impact, it's kind of crazy. So I feel personally the award could have went either way. I'm not mad at Tyler for winning because Water was that song. I'm not gonna lie. Water was probably Song of the Summer. Or Ooh. Song of whatever
Ooh,
was
the summer. Tyler. Okay.
Song of the, when did it drop? Probably okay. Like winter or whatever.
What other song?
No, that's why I
Hold
said
on.
It
could have won. I get what you're saying.
Hot seat. No, I truly understand about, that's why I said it could have went either way. Water was that TikTok song. They
okay. And how many TikTok songs does Sexy Red have? Matter of fact, how many hit songs does Sexy Red have? Matter of fact, I'm going to be real with you. I don't even like Sexy Red. I don't like her.
I won't say I don't like Sexy Red, but I think she is controversial. But I always said I like Sexy Red. I just don't want more Sexy Reds. Just keep one. That's enough.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you how ill she is, right?
Okay.
She made hits.
Mm-hmm.
Got pregnant.
Yeah.
Left, came back.
Yeah, she's
made hits.
For sure. She's different. She's built different. It's true.
That's crazy.
Nah, it is different.
So why would you not give somebody like her best new artist?
Here's the thing. And I just want to, I don't say devil's advocate. I just want to play the other side of the coin real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What outrage would a lot of us have been in if they gave it to Sexy Red over Tyler? Because you yourself just said that you don't like her.
Yeah,
because of who she... So if you give her best new artist...
She deserved it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her, but she deserved it. At the end of the day, I'm not a hater. I don't like her because of the type of music that she puts out.
So you're saying... And so you think she deserved the award based on...
She deserves it.
Her work ethic?
Consistency.
Okay.
Consistency. Hits after hits.
Okay.
She deserved it. She held it down for the females. For what? What is it going on? 2 years? Is it going on 2 years since Sexy
Red? About two.
Almost 2 years. She held it down for the females. Since, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So wow. Sexy Red deserved that award.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tyler got one song and she got the... That makes no sense, bro.
She got an album, but I feel you.
How many hit
impact
records?
It's all about impact.
I think I heard a song. Well, she got a song with
ART is a very big one.
Don't she got a song with Travis Scott?
I'm not sure if it's Travis. It probably does. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So
she got a song with Travis Scott.
She got a song with Travis Scott. All right.
Actually, it was the remix of Water.
Yeah,
it was the remix.
That was the remix of Water.
Yeah,
that was fire. Cool.
Fire.
But
she has a song with Gunna and Skillet Bang.
Yeah, but there's no consistency.
There is, but there's no impact. She's consistent.
No impact, exactly.
She's very consistent.
The right word.
She has an album and everything, and she's mm-hmm. very consistent. It's just the impact of it.
She's a beautiful woman, but I'm being real.
I get it. Look, Sexy Red, you are extremely talented. And the thing I love about Sexy Red is I haven't seen this. We love Rihanna because she's unapologetic.
Yeah.
She's very, in her own way, it's take it or leave it. And I think Sexy has a lot of that. She has mm-hmm. a lot of like, I'm me and you're not going to change me. And I think that's very empowering because it doesn't feel like it's forced. It doesn't feel like she's doing it for a guy or for somebody. It just feels like it's her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So shout out to Sexy Red. There's going to be many more awards that she wins and everything like that. So, you know, it's just the beginning. She just got here.
Yeah.
She'll get it. She'll get some more stuff.
Yeah, hopefully next year she gets it, man.
For sure.
But she definitely deserves it.
Yeah, she's been working for sure.
All right. She's
been working.
But at the end of the day, you know what it is. It's the Money Trail Podcast. Yo.
Insane money music.